Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of this morning's sermon, Rolled Up Shirt Sleeves, based on our epistle lesson that Henry read for us, especially finding our theme in James 2, verse 17. James writes, "So faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." I encourage you to open up your handout you've got in front of you. Follow along the sermon outline as we consider our theme, Rolled Up Shirt Sleeves. I have many wonderful memories as a young boy being raised on our grandparents' dairy farm outside of Spokane, Washington. Many wonderful memories of milking the cows, of tending and caring for the other animals, of working in grandmother's large vegetable gardens. But one job I don't miss, and this was the job announced to me by my grandpa when he would say these famous words, "Roll up your shirt sleeves. It's now time to get to work." By that announcement, he was saying it was time for me, the youngest boy on the farm, to shovel the cow manure. And we had a lot of cows, and there was a lot of manure. It was a job in which there was no glory in sight or smell. All people naturally seek glory and not difficult work. This was true in the church addressed today in James' epistle. Not our shirt sleeves could have been the theme of this congregation. James was addressing a congregation that wanted glory and enjoyment. They wanted the pleasure of welcoming rich people and people of high status to their congregation, but they evidently did not want the hassle or the burden or the inconvenience of welcoming or caring for the poor, the hungry, the people of a different race or status or culture. Listen now to James' epistle, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, and then 15 to 17. You'll catch what was going on in that congregation. "My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you say to the one in the fine clothing, 'You sit here in a good place,' while you say to the poor man, 'You stand over there or sit at my feet,' have you not become judges with evil thoughts? And if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and hungry and lacking in food, and you say, 'Go in peace, be warm and be filled,' without giving them what they need, what good is that?" And here come the words. "So faith without works is dead." Ah, James' famous words. Faith without works is dead. A Christian faith that does not care for others who are in need is a dead, barren, counterfeit faith. This was also true for Peter, the apostle of our Lord Jesus. In Mark chapter 8, Peter makes a beautiful confession of faith. He says, "Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus tells Peter that being the Christ means hard work without glory. It means rolling up his shirt sleeves for a horrible task, laying down his life on the cross to pay for the sins of the world. Peter then rebukes Jesus, "Oh no, Lord, don't go to the cross. There's no glory in that for you or for me." But then Jesus rebukes Peter and says, "That is the very reason I came. And following me, Peter, means denying your wants and bearing the cross of suffering and service for others." What about us today? Like the church James addresses, are we here comfortable? Comfortable confessing our faith in Jesus on Sunday mornings, palling around with church members just like us, hoping that things will keep going on in this church the way that I want them, but steering clear of committing my life to Jesus in the Monday through Saturdays of my life. Steering clear of reaching out to outsiders who are different than me. Steering clear and avoiding the messy business of moving from here's what I want to what is it that others really need. Or like Peter, can we talk a good talk about faith in Jesus? That is, put in my 1 hour a week on Sunday morning. But stay away from the personal hardships that come from taking a stand for Christ and what is right in the rest of my life. Staying away from saying yes to deeper involvement and service in this congregation, in my own home, in my community. You see, our sinful flesh stares at us every day and says, "Ah, you don't want to roll up your shirt sleeves. You want the easy, lazy, self-serving way." And then James' words in the epistle come to us with the word of God's judgment. Faith without works is dead. You see, we are so often guilty of talking the talk, but not walking the walk. And this drives us to our Savior for forgiveness. And the good news of the gospel is this: our Lord Jesus Christ rolled up his shirt sleeves for us. Jesus says of himself in Matthew 20, verse 28, "For the Son of Man has not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus rolled up his shirt sleeves, and he gave up the glories of heaven to go to the cross that we deserve, to give his holy and perfect life as a ransom for our sins, for your sins, for my sins, for the sins of the world. The Greek word ransom is a word rich in meaning. Ransom is the richest pay to buy back a prisoner of war. Ransom is the price paid to free slaves or to buy somebody out of hopeless debt. Ransom is the amount paid which is the calculated worth of that individual based on their age, their skills, their status, their education. Let me ask you a question this morning. What are you worth? What is the price worth to pay for your ransom? What is the amount Jesus paid for you? His very life. Our sin, our selfishness, our rebellion has put all of us in debt to Almighty God. And the debt that we owe Him is our earthly and our eternal lives. But on the cross, Jesus substituted His life for your life. He died and rose for you. Your debt is paid in full. Your ransom is paid. And here's some more good gospel news. The Holy Spirit of the living God, who lives in you because of the power of your baptisms, strengthens us today for the task of rolled up shirt sleeves. The Holy Spirit living in us and working through us enables us to have a living faith that's demonstrated in showing care and love for others in need. There's a beautiful word picture in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7, that describes this very thing. It says this: "The Lord lifts me up, and I shall not be disgraced. The picture is of a battlefield, and a wounded soldier has fallen. His companion comes to his side, to protect him, to support him, to shield him, to attend to his wounds, to lift him up from the battlefield to a place of safety. And this, of course, is what our dear Lord Jesus did for every one of us. Isaiah writes, "The Lord lifts me up, and I shall not be disgraced." And we can do the same for others who are emotionally or physically or spiritually wounded or fallen. And here is a holy mystery. A holy mystery of the Scriptures we so easily overlook. Rolling up our shirt sleeves in service to others is really serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, paints a picture of Judgment Day when each of us stand before His judgment throne. Listen to what Matthew says in Matthew 25, verse 40. "And the king will say to them, 'Truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these my brethren, you have done it to me.'" Martin of Tours was a Roman soldier and a Christian. Quite a combination at that time. And one cold wintry day, a beggar stopped Martin of Tours and asked him for some help on the street. Martin had no money, but he gave the beggar what he had, his old tattered soldier's coat. That night, Martin had a dream. In it, he saw the heavenly places with Jesus the King in all His glory sitting upon His throne. And Jesus was wearing His old battered, worn-out soldier's jacket. One of the angels bowed before our Lord and said, "Oh Lord, Master, why are You wearing such a dirty, battered old coat?" And Jesus answered, "This is no dirty, battered old coat. This is a coat of glory. My servant Martin gave it to me." "Roll up your shirt sleeves," my grandpa said to me. "Roll up your shirt sleeves," James said to his congregation. "Roll up your shirt sleeves," Jesus said to Peter. May our dear Lord Jesus, who rolled up His shirt sleeves for us and for our salvation, and who gave His life as a ransom for us, enable you to roll up your shirt sleeves, to demonstrate your faith by your life of love and service. In the name of Jesus, let's roll up our shirt sleeves. Amen.